It's The Cauldron on News Talk ZB.
Barry Saber, Joseph Garney, Matthew Hooton with me. Matthew, can we just go back to the voting? Because you raised a very interesting point off air in the break that actually the polls open next week.
Yeah, and the Electoral Commission has observed over recent years that more and more people are voting early. They think as many as 50% of people will vote early. This time next week, when we're here at The Cauldron, people will already have voted.
And, will you have voted?
No, I probably won't because I'm an undecided voter, so I just can't make up my mind at this point.
Oh,
so,
such a Buddhist. So that will be bad for National. Early votes now, I would say votes now are likely to favour Labor because the momentum is still there, nothing's happened, and this ridiculous attack on the Labor Party fiscal plan, I mean, that doesn't look like it's going to stack up.
Unless it's right, in which case that's the end of the Grant Robertson and Jacinda Ardern, so yeah, we have just have to wait on that.
And if it's not right, it's the end of the argument, Matthew.
You know, you can always argue figures, as you well know.
That's right. I think, though, what we've got and what I think should come up in the debate tonight is I think Jacinda Ardern has an obligation to come clean a bit more on this tax working group. Now, it's what she's been saying is that for 9 years, Labor just hasn't had people in its caucus who have the capability to develop a tax policy because they're mainly teachers and unionists, and which is fair enough. That's fine. I mean, they've got Deborah Russell coming in, so she'll be an addition to their caucus. But she's saying, look, we just haven't been able to develop a tax policy over that time, and I've only been leader a month. And so she says that she's going to leave everything to a tax working group. But I think that she needs to do a little bit more than that on this debate, or else National will go after her, and rightly so. We need to know what the terms of reference of that tax working group are. We need to know the members of it. Because I don't think you can say, look, we don't have a tax policy because we couldn't make one up in time for the election, but we're going to give it to this other group. Whatever they implement, as Grant Roberts has said, we will implement.
Oh, no, I think he's going quite
said that
far.
We will do what they decide.
Their recommendations aren't binding.
Let's put it this way. I need to know, is it Susan St. John? Because if you get the Auckland University Economics Department...
I want to know, is it my mum?
Well, no, here's the thing.
Is my mum on the tax
No, don't. You're trying to distract from this because it's an important point. If you ask the University of Auckland Economics Department for economic advice, tax advice, they will tell you taxes should be increased. You go down to Canterbury, ask Canterbury University's Economics Department, they'll say taxes should be cut.
Oh, and so did the 2009 Working Group on tax, Matthew, that said the burden of tax should fall on capital, not income.
Here is the important point. Tax is not value-free. It is not some technical point that Jacinda Ardern can say, well, it's just a mystery to me. I don't know anything about it, but I'll get experts. Who she appoints, what terms of reference she gives them, will determine the outcome of that process. She is deliberately misleading the population, knowing that the polls open in less than a week, and we're not going to know whether
there's a good reason for doing that, because you only have to look at the last two elections and Labor, with the much more transparent than it is now, taxation, and they lost both elections.
And look, it is a weakness for Labor. As New Zealand's leading political editor, Parry,
you should be holding them to account over this matter, not defending their duplicity.
Did you say the same thing then, Matthew, about National in the last three elections, where they've actually introduced 18 new taxes, about six new taxes in each term?
Well, what did you think of it? Because I think the Key government was an absolute disgrace. So I don't know. I'm not here to defend
taxes.
John Key. Are you defending John
Key? Sun tax, moon tax, happy tax, sad tax. Yeah. So they introduced 18 new taxes.
Did you think that was the right thing for National to do without telling the population?
All right, okay. I didn't know there was a moon tax, but anyway. So Barry, that's a new one. So Barry, on the capital gains tax, which looks awfully dodgy to me, it's as clear as mud. And of course, Labor wants a capital gains tax, and of course, the committee, the working group, will be stacked with the Labor people who want tax as well. Calvin Davis, the train wreck.
My
he
mum.
Had no idea on capital gains
Basically, what he was doing was parroting what Andrew Little had said about capital gains tax, that they would seek a mandate at the next election. Now, that's not the Ardern, what she's told us about tax, that's not going to be the case, because, as Matthew eloquently pointed out, they've got this taxation working group that we really know nothing about, and I don't defend that at all either. But they're not, I think Calvin Davis made a Yes, a major blue, and it meant Jacinda Ardern had to go out and pull her into line like she did with Chippy.
And she looked quite ministerial for doing that, didn't she? I mean, I would say that it is a weakness for Labor that they're having to deal with every day at the moment, that they haven't after 9 years, they haven't gone into the selection with a policy. The politics of it,
they've got a new leader,
and she's only been in the job for four weeks, so I think she gets a get-out-of-jail-free
card. So they want a blank check. Look, even this one small tax change that National has legislated for, and Labor says it will reverse.
What was that, the increase in GST?
No, the one that's coming next year. The one that is one of the issues of this election. It's worth $2,000 a year to the average household, that tax thing. Now, Labor says that won't, you know, that $2,000, it's only a small tax change. Is Labor's tax policy going to be worth $10,000, $20,000 a year to the average household? Because we simply don't know.
Right, you're voting blind, no question, Joseph. I'm going to go around that. So we had the first debate last week. We've got another debate tonight on TV3. How do you think it will go? I kind of think it'll be exactly the same, replicate the first one.
I think it'll be feistier. I think it'll be edgier. I think Bill English will go in as the underdog, and he's got everything to lose. So I think he's going to go in there wanting to get a hit on Jacinda. He won't target her directly. I think the last debate, he went in apparently with no strategy at all, except to say, don't put it all at risk. I think this time he'll go in and he'll try and get her to make come out with a position on something controversial. You know, what do you think of the foreshore and seabed? Are you a Republican? Do you support a republic? That's what he should do. He needs to sort of pull her out. So I think he'll come in hitting, and I think Jacinda's got to just hold her line and keep being Jacinda.
Okay. Matthew, I say it's going to be exactly the same. There won't be any big hits.
Yeah, it's a TV network and a radio network that we compete with. I'm not sure it has the rigour of News Talk ZB. I'm not sure if there'll be much policy discussion. I expect that they'll just allow Jacinda Ardern to say, let me be absolutely clear, the children are our future. And I think that the moderator is quite likely to think that's an acceptable
position.
And
I think you'll find that she'll avoid that language. She'll avoid language like, let me be completely transparent.
If I was in National shoes, I would be going in with their fiscal plan and try and trip her up.
The hidden agenda.
On a few economic issues. Idiots.
Quick word around the table. So next week, what are we going to be talking about, do you think?
I think, well, this time next week we'll be talking about Winston Peters.
We'll be talking about mother of all scandals, but anyway.
I think there'll be more from Winston Peters, and I think we'll also be debating the merits of the people that Jacinda Ardern announces tonight will be setting the nation's tax policy.
My mum. And I think we'll be talking about the small parties, and I think they'll make a lot of noise this week, and we'll be talking about what they've done.
Excellent. Well done. The Cauldron, Matthew Hurt and Joseph Bagani and Barry Saper. It is now 6 to 5.